the 7th of January, and I thought I'd start a tape to you tonight. I got a new tape, by the way, and to see what, you know, to start to you tonight and then finish it as the week goes on, because I know that now, probably more than before, I'll be a little more anxious. So I'm writing and telling you all, I'm telling you all these things, or making a tape tonight and tell you things as they happen. First of all, my first night at home was very good. I slept very well, and got up about 9:30, 10 o'clock, because they get you up at 6 in the hospital. And then I was Pauline into the base. I wanted to get my hair done. You know, I wasn't really much of a blonde anymore. I had such a regrowth, so I thought if I got my hair done, I'd look a little bit better. And my eye looks surprisingly better today, even more than yesterday. And I suppose by the weekend I'll have hardly any purple left at all. It's just right underneath my eye now. When I wear sunglasses, you can't even see it. But what is it, a beaut of a shiner. Boy, I tell you, if it had been under any other circumstances, I think it had been kind of funny. My arm is much better. I still can't, you know, reach as good as normal without pain, without a little bit of discomfort. But Sam Gray tells me that it's just because there's a little bit of blood in the joint there, and that's what's causing it. And as that dissolves, then I'll be all right. And as I say, I feel very, very, very good. And I bought a car tonight. Well, in name, I bought a car. I stayed at the base, and after I got my hair done, one of the kids came and got me, and then I had supper with Mary Jane and a couple of the other people. And Mary McFarland, who was that fourth grade teacher you heard me talk about, who was awfully nice and has been very, very kind to me. She came over last night to visit and stayed until about 11 o'clock. Because she had just gotten back from her vacation in Madrid and didn't realize that I had been in the hospital. So anyhow, she came back and she took me, we had supper and I went over to see if I could find Fred Tillman, that officer from VQ2 that I told you was going to take me into town to get a car. And she said, oh, come on, I'll take you. So we went into town, and they had one car left. You just can't imagine people doing business this way, but this is the way they do it. One car left. The car is in Cadiz, and they have to have it sold before they can release it from customs, and that takes a couple of days. So actually, while it's only 30 miles away, I can't get delivery for 2 weeks, which is 10 working days, which is 2 weeks, because the papers have to go to Madrid for approval and all the rest of the things. So I only had one selection of color, and that's Panama Beige is the name of it. I picked up the booklet on it, and I'll send it to you so you can see what the thing looks like. I know you know what a Volkswagen looks like, but it's a 1964. It's a Volkswagen sedan, model 113, two doors, Panama beige, white wall tires, United States specifications. That means it has our type of, you know what I'm trying to tell you, our type of speedometer, things like that. Heater, undercoating, license plates and holders, and it was $1,300. He wanted to ask $1,310, including the undercoating, but I just sort of looked hesitant. And so he said $1,300 for the, you know, including the undercoating. So I have to go through this business now of getting it registered in Spain again and all this stuff, which will take a little bit of time. But I have to have a car, and this is the best I can do. I guess. I don't know when the check from the insurance company will come through, but if I wait for then, it'll be forever. So, it's, as I said, it's a 1964. So, maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea if when the time comes, well, like next October, so you inquire how much the resale value is going to be, because it would cost me $150 to ship the car back to the States, and if I couldn't get what I put into it almost, if I sold it over here, I'd have to sell it at a terrific loss. So, what I did tonight. Nothing like getting a car from Joe Kupta, believe me, when you just go down and all you do is tell them what you want, and then they bring out a couple of selections of colors and things like that. The car wasn't there or anything. You just buy it sight unseen. So I'm anxious to see what it will look like to drive one of them. And as I said, I'm going to drive Mary Claire's over the weekend, Mary Elizabeth's over the weekend. And as I said, you know, if I bought a secondhand car over here, American-type secondhand car, I'd be that much in the hole with it because I'd be buying someone else's troubles because I know what I've had with my car and the servicing I've had on it and all, and I know that that's what I'd be getting from them, too. So I think that probably I did the wise thing. The package came today with the calendar, Mother, and also with the cards, the holy cards for John Kennedy. And thank you very much. I'm going to give them to the girls, and I know they'll be very appreciative. And I heard your tape last night, and I was glad that you enjoyed the spiel on Fatima in Portugal, because I really did enjoy it so much. And the medals and also Mrs. Millett's letter. Was in the car when the accident occurred. I can't imagine why people haven't received my Christmas cards, and I'm so annoyed because I had, you know, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year in Spanish written on them, and they must be lost, and I put a 5-cent stamp on them. So I can't figure out why they didn't get there, but I know that some didn't get to Chicago either. So I guess that's, maybe you can inquire around. I sent them to everybody, and you can tell them I sent them cards, Mary and Alice and the O'Keefes and the Shays and Hoyoken and Weymouth, and I just don't understand what happened. One of the girls went on a Holy Land tour this Christmas, rather, and she went to that jeweler in Beirut and got a couple of bracelets, and they're very pretty. They're like my plain ones, except they're thinner. I don't know how much she paid for them.
What a big yawn, huh?
Excuse me. Ben had a busy day. It was after 7 o'clock before I got back here to the house. And I have all kinds of little chores I can do if I just put my mind to it. I suppose I ought to get going on them, though, now. I got a letter from Mylene O'Shea in Ireland telling me that Margaret O'Neill died, and she's had another baby, Kathleen. Gee, you might tell that to Nellie. I send her $5 at Christmas time. I'm sure that they can use it. And she invited me to go, you know, over to Ireland to visit her, but I don't think that I'll get that far west again. And other than that, all is well, and I am just fine, as I say. No complaints at all. And as the week goes on, I'll continue with this tape because I don't have that much to tell you right now, you know. Oh, Jack and Phil sent me a slip in some very pretty drop pearl earrings for Pierce Dears. I was quite pleased with them. So if you see them, you might tell them thank you, or if you're talking with them, because I don't know when I'll get around to writing them. I guess everything else that's all the news I have for today. I'm trying to think. I just wanted to tell you that what I had done about the car, that I did go out and did buy one, and that I'm sure that it will work out well for me and for everything concerned, you know. If I have to take a couple $100 loss, I have to, that's all. Oh, well. Can't do anything about that. I'm just glad that I'm here today. That's not a very cheerful thing to say, and I shouldn't say that, even jokingly. Let me see, do I have anything else to tell you now? Oh, I got the clippings about the Pope and everything, Mother, and thank you very much. And my registration, yeah, I will need that, and I'll need my W-2 form when it comes to the house, too. I do have to get my Department of Registration state license in Massachusetts. You have to get it before your birthday. Because otherwise I'm not registered in any particular state. Okay, Connecticut too, of course, but you have to keep it up even though you're overseas and all this. I hope everyone is well at home and that you're not minding the cold weather too much. I hate to say it, but we're having such nice weather here, which is so unusual, that I'm just waiting for the rains to come. And people keep saying, but you said it was such a bad winter. And I keep saying, wait. But maybe we'll get by without having it be so terrible, although I don't know. We're never that lucky. So what else did I want to tell you? Oh, with makeup on, you can't, you can hardly see these. You know, where I got cut in the forehead and all, it's barely noticeable. It's just like nothing ever happened, you know. See, here I am just trying to finish out the rest of the tape. I thought I'd have so much to tell you, telling you about getting the car. But, you know, they're very non-committal. This is what we have. This is it, one. You can wait till the end of January if you want another one. If you want another color. I don't think any of their colors are very pretty. Bermuda blue, but they're not really pretty. But anyhow, I'll send you the booklet, and you can see. And it has a glove compartment and everything, you know. A little bit of a thing. I wasn't too keen about getting one, but everybody that has them loves them, so I guess I'll get used to it and be happy with it, too. And anyhow, it comes to the end of this side, so I'll say good night for now, and I'll make the other sides some other time.